The Pentagon announced last month a new troop rotation plan for Iraq that includes a mix of regular, National Guard, and reserve troops. There are nearly 200,000 National Guard troops and reservists currently mobilized for active duty in the military. Some have been deployed for over a year, causing hardships for their families and employers. Still, recruiters are finding no shortage of young men and women ready to serve. However, the recruiters are doing a bit more hand-holding than they're used to. NPR's Brian Naylor traveled to West Virginia for this report.
Brandon Gregory first considered joining the military during his senior year in high school when he got several calls from recruiters.
Yeah, Marines, Navy, whatever. And that's really when I started thinking about it. And I thought more and more about it, and it became something that I really wanted to do by the time I was in my first year of college. And I decided that, it's something that I think I have to do. I want to serve my country.
Brandon has finished his freshman year at West Virginia University. In January, he's taking some time off from school to go to basic training as a member of the Army Reserve. Sitting in the Martinsburg, West Virginia Army recruiting office, the slender and soft-spoken 19-year-old says he wouldn't mind being deployed to Iraq.
I want to be here over there next to him. I want to be on their side helping. My cousin actually is in the 157th, and he's over in Iraq right now. And that was also something that pushed me even further to join, knowing that he'd be over there, and I wanted to be right there with him.
But while Brandon is clearly enthusiastic about serving in the reserves, even about going to Iraq, he admits his mother is not.
My mom was a little hesitant at first. I brought her in so we could all sit down and talk about it. It's coming along. At first she didn't talk about it at all. I could tell it, it was really bothering her. But I think she's come to realize that I'm not even eligible to go until I've completed my training, my school. Even after that, if I do get deployed, it's something that I knew ahead of time and something that I wanted to do.
5 minutes away, Brandon's mother, Elizabeth Krim, sits on the couch of her tidy Martinsburg home. She says her biggest worry about Brandon's joining the reserves is that he might indeed wind up in Iraq.
That's my number one concern, right in the midst of Iraq and everything that's going on in the Middle East. Like I told you before, he has a cousin who is there now, and his parents go weeks at a time and don't hear from him, and it tortures them terribly.
United States Army, Sergeant Lytle. Yes, it is. All right, what's your name? Ronald? Overseas? Yeah, I mean, that's definitely an option to go overseas.
It fell to 30-year-old Sergeant Crawford Lytle IV, the Martinsburg Army recruiter, to ease the worries of Brandon's mother. His goal is to bring in 2 new recruits per month, and he admits lately it's not as easy as it used to be.
Since 9/11 and Iraq began again, it's been a little bit more difficult. We've had to actually work a little bit harder to make it, but we've actually pulled it off, and we're still doing pretty decent.
Lytle says a number of potential recruits are hesitant about signing up and possibly facing the prospect of a long deployment in a war zone. He tells them, though, that not everybody will get sent to Iraq or Afghanistan.
I tell them one thing from my personal experience of being in the military for 10 years, that I haven't been to war yet. Not everybody goes. It's, certain units. So just to say, just because you're in the Army or the Army Reserves does not necessarily mean you're going to war.
Other events, though, have helped his recruiting. He says the return of Jessica Lynch to her West Virginia home prompted an unusual number of calls to his office from young women expressing interest in the military. Despite the possibility, perhaps likelihood, of long deployments in hostile lands, the Defense Department says the National Guard and military reserves have been meeting their recruitment targets. 3 days after 9/11, President Bush signed a partial mobilization order, authorizing the call-up of up to 1 million reservists for a period of up to 2 years. Assistant Secretary of Defense for Reserve Affairs Thomas Hall says the attacks on 9/11 changed expectations of the role of the Guard and Reserves.
I often say it's not your father's Guard and Reserve, it's not your grandfather's Guard and Reserve. It's not, they're not weekend warriors, and the model of drilling once a weekend and 2 weeks in the summer as they used to is really not the norm.
Hall says some 300,000 Guard and Reservists have been deployed since the president's order, in the largest call-up since World War II. He acknowledges this has put a strain on the service men and women and their families. He says the Pentagon's goal is to have no member of the Guard or Reserve deployed for longer than a year, but concedes that right now that goal is not being met. Brian Naylor, NPR News.